The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Richard Stern is a senior policy analyst in the Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation, where he focuses on fiscal policy. He spent over 7 years as a policy staffer for the Republican Study Committee, where he was the staff lead for their budget and spending task force. And I'm happy to have him on our guest line this morning. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure thing. It's quite the pleasure. You know, we've had some lively discussion this morning, Richard, on the just out of control spending that we see our government taking part in. Yesterday, the Biden administration warned that we're headed into a rough fall, predicting another surge in COVID cases. Of course, the White House recently requesting another $22.5 billion. A lot of the initial so-called COVID dollars went for many things other than vaccination and treatments that they're wanting money for now, for the idea of building bridges and roads and that type of thing. Let's talk for a minute, Richard, about additional COVID spending. And a lot of our listeners this morning talked about the additional $40 billion that they're wanting to send to the Ukraine. Where do we stop? When do we recognize that we keep spending this money on these various projects, that it's just going to continue to hurt our own economy here in our own country?
And you bring up the $64 million question, right? Which is that right now the inflation tax, right, the amount of everybody's spending that is really consumed by the inflation that's happened just in the last year is $8,500 per household. And that is a direct result of the actions that this government has taken under Biden and under a Democrat Congress that have stifled the production of everything in the United States, making it hard to work, making it hard to make things, and flooding the economy with dollars that the Fed printed just to finance those federal government deficits. It's created this perfect recipe of having more dollars in the economy that don't represent real work, chasing fewer and fewer things because the government's made it harder for Americans to produce things. And to your point, extra spending from the government on these things that don't really serve Americans, that's just adding more inflationary dollars to that mix. Now, to your question on that, right, we just sent that $40 billion to Ukraine, but we didn't send it all for defense purposes. Only about half that bill actually is under defense purview and has anything to do with helping their military. The other half of it is a lot of other kind of State Department interests. $9 billion of it actually is to plug budget deficits of the Ukrainian government. Of course, not plugging those budget deficits of the U.S. government. And then that $22 billion COVID money that Biden's asked for, Congress has now set to consider a $48 billion bill related to COVID, but actually all of it are bailouts to certain corporations. None of it even addresses any of the potential health concerns you could imagine about COVID.
Wow. And that's just amazing to me. I mean, yesterday, as you listened to the Biden administration talking about as they commemorated the 1 millionth death from a COVID, and talked about they started, this was the beginning of their scare tactics as we head into the fall midterm elections, that you know, hey, we're going to have another 100 million cases of COVID coming into the fall. But they're talking about spending the money on additional testing and having access to the vaccination. But yet we still have, from what I understand, there's still a lot of COVID funds that are out there from the trillions and trillions that were approved last year that have gone unspent. Why can't we pull from that money? And if we really have a need for additional testing and additional vaccinations?
Fantastic question. And to your point on that, there are tens and tens of billions of dollars sitting in all kinds of accounts that were made by the original CARES Act 2 years ago to first deal with the pandemic. And really what we know is private industry has made tests and vaccines available. Many employers, many places around the country, you can go in and get those tests for free, even without the government money. I think the real point, and it gets back to what you were saying before, is Joe Biden looks for every crisis he can manufacture and every talking point he can use to take more of your money, consume it from the federal government, and then dole it back out to people, pretend that he's giving some kind of benefit. The way that I talk about it is, you know, the left likes to say that they're going to give you something when the government spends money. The government can't create things. It has to steal that money from American families first before it can give that back to you. They're taking control of your bank account, redirecting their paycheck to them, and then taking you out to dinner with a pittance out of that.
Yeah, yeah. So, Richard, try to encourage me here. Where do we go from here, and how do we stop this?
Well, for sure, I think there's a lot to look at, right? I mean, certainly, you know, if you look at polling numbers, what you're finding is that the American public, to your point, they're fed up with this. They understand deeply that they're paying direct taxes to the federal government, that they're paying that inflation tax, right? I think most of the people in the United States now really firmly understand that when Joe Biden does all these things, it's coming out of their wallets, right? And so I'm very encouraged by that, because I think you're seeing a resurgence of a belief in America that we can believe in ourselves, that we can all work to solve our problems, that the thing to do is to get government out of the way. And so I think that's encouraging. You know, it'll take a minute, obviously, for that to actually come to fruition, right? But I think you're seeing that kind of a reawakening in the American public about really how harmful the government has been under the left.
Yeah, on our guest line, Richard Stern is a senior policy analyst with the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation just does some tremendous work, and Richard, we appreciate what you guys do. And I guess so the bottom line is we have to stay focused, keep our head down, make it to November, and really make some changes in these midterm elections, right?
Absolutely. And I also want to thank you as well for your focus on these issues. You know, we do what we can, of course, but we need partners like you who make that very clear to the American public and really do that work of representing all of us by putting a focus on this. And you're absolutely right. The thing for all of us to do is work together, stay focused on where we can make those positive changes.
Yep. You can get additional information on the work that the Heritage Foundation does. Just go to heritage.org, heritage.org. A lot of great articles there, research on information. Richard, again, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll continue to hang in there like Americans do, and we'll keep plugging, and just get to November, make some changes in Washington, and go from there.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me on.
Sure thing. Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.